Access to abortion services should be truly universal, and the abortion pill should be paid for by the government so people needing medical access to abortion don't have to pay out of pocket at the pharmacy, according to Yukon NDP leader Kate White. In 2018, the Yukon government, under former Liberal Health Minister Pauline Frost, announced in a press release that Mifepristone, the oral medication used for medical abortions, is now universally covered. The release notes surgical abortions were already fully covered. But White told reporters universal access to the abortion pill isn't the case in practice in the Yukon, even at the Whitehorse General Hospital. If they got in after business hours, even if they went to the hospital, they couldn't get the pill for free. They could get given a prescription. They would have to go to a pharmacy, and they would have to pay for it, White said. It's only free access if it's during business hours, or only free access if you make it to the Opal Clinic one day a week for 4 hours, right? So, it's not accessible, right? It's not realistic. That compares to British Columbia where, White said, the drug is free of charge at the pharmacy because the costs are paid for by the government upfront. It's covered there, universally, White said. What British Columbia has done is they made it that any pharmacy can give that pill for free, right? And so, what we need to do is we need to remove those barriers, because we need to make sure people have access to the healthcare that they need. White didn't know how many people could be helped, which she said should be private information between an individual and their medical provider. She couldn't say how much the Yukon government should budget for it. When pressed by White about how she will make the abortion medication available to people in all Yukon communities, Territorial Health and Social Services Minister Tracy Ann McPhee told the legislature that Mifepristone is available in Whitehorse, Dawson City, and Watson Lake. The drug isn't available in rural health centers because it's not part of the community nursing formulary, McPhee said. Medications available in communities are reviewed and approved by the Pharmacy and Therapeutics Committee, which focuses on ensuring a standardized, safe, effective, and economical supply of medications to all community nursing health facilities, she said. In addition, approval by the Pharmacy and Therapeutics Committee, the review is being undertaken, and the Clinical Practice and Quality Improvement Team, to assess the introduction of new medications that can be in the scope of practice of primary healthcare nurses. We recognize the importance of increasing access in communities, and these barriers absolutely must be addressed to ensure safe and appropriate care. McPhee said individuals can go to community health centers for referral to places outside communities that provide abortion services. Anyone in a community who needs abortion care can access initial pregnancy testing at their community health center, she said. If they choose to terminate the pregnancy, that is offered through the Opal Clinic. Medical travel is available for those who need to travel to Whitehorse for this care, with no prior application or approval required to travel related to these medical services. More information about where and how to access care is available at the Better to Know website through the Department of Health and Social Services, per McPhee. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukonnews.com.